From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In Lebanon, troops from the country's army are taking up positions in towns and villages they haven't seen in decades. They're in the south, where Hezbollah has been in control for years. The Lebanese army is there to help maintain the ceasefire between Hezbollah and Israel. NPR's Jamie Tarabay visited the southern town of Marjayoun and sent this report.
Most residents fled Marjayoun during the fighting between Hezbollah and Israel. The center of the town is still eerily quiet, the whispering breeze interrupted only by the occasional taxi or minivan, bringing back a returning resident or dropping off a Lebanese soldier on his way to the base here. Only 5 days ago, the army arrived to much fanfare and the welcome of the locals. One Marjayoun resident who declined to give his name said the army's presence has already made a difference.
Three-quarters of the people came back when the army arrived.
The United Nations has agreed to dispatch some 15,000 peacekeeping troops to join the Lebanese army on the ground. But troop contributors have been slow to come forward, and it's far from clear whether the Lebanese army will be strong enough to maintain the fragile ceasefire. Hassan Wansa works for a private telephone company in Marjayoun. Standing in the doorway of the company office across from the local police station, he says the army's presence here is a good thing.
There was no one here before the army came. There were Israelis and bombing. Now there's more security.
But the Lebanese troops are hardly an impressive group. Their equipment is old. The jeeps the soldiers drive look like those used in the television show MASH. And the army has only about 100 tanks altogether, Vietnam-era American M48s, which the Lebanese army has been using since 1975. Truck after truck carrying troops enters the base in Marjayoun. A Lebanese military official who spoke only on condition of anonymity said about 7,000 troops have now been deployed to the south of Lebanon in over 20 villages. There are only a few areas where Israeli forces are still present. Reporters who stopped at a Lebanese army checkpoint on one southern highway were told to look out for an Israeli post a few hundred meters down the road. Wafiq Zorba is a 32-year-old technical college professor. He and his two sisters, Katya and Rita, returned to Marjayoun several days ago to check on their property. There's still no electricity here, so there's no air conditioning.
It's important the army is allowed to work. There are gunmen here. You can't have men with guns and an army on the ground at the same time. That's impossible, and you still have Israel threatening us.
A retired army general who has a summer house in Marjayoun said on condition of anonymity that the Lebanese army cannot do anything here in the south without Hezbollah's implicit consent. He says Hezbollah has regularly refused to allow the army into the area it's controlled, but now wants it there to help maintain the ceasefire. But the retired general says the army doesn't have any powers to enforce the truce. Back in the Zorba's living room, Wafiq says his family has rented a house in another part of Lebanon. He's not convinced peace will hold here, and he's told his parents not to return to Marjayoun, at least for the time being. Jamie Tarabay, NPR News, in Marjayoun, Lebanon.